here. Y'all already know. I'm honestly getting fucking tired of this shit and seeing your ass so goddamn much. We are dropping 7 fucking episodes a month for you hoes. I know if you're not a patron, you only hear 4, but Weezy and I are fucking busy.
But you know what? When I was thinking about it, like, today, I was like, damn, we're doing 3 episodes today, but... I mean, niggas record for 3 hours. That's all we're doing.
Why? I don't know how they do that shit.
But, I mean, okay.
I ain't talking to you for 3 hours about the same like type of shit.
I can listen to a 2-hour podcast like nothing. Like, maybe I'll have to pick it up in a different place, but like, I enjoy it.
I guess.
Like, if Bodega Boys give me 1 hour and 20 minutes, I'm tight. I click on it and I'm like, what? I'm upset.
Nah, so, I tweet right away. Like,
niggas
damn.
Be happy when they see
I
mean,
like,
shit
Rory Maul, this shit is like the Titanic, nigga. What the fuck? What's going on? Anyways.
They do go into
you know,
much.
This your girl. I guess I'll introduce myself for any of you guys who may be new listeners. Somehow we're still getting new ones, and I love it. Keep telling your friends, your cousins, your uncles, your brothers, your side niggas, because y'all was bringing all of them to the live shows.
And you can also tell the ladies, too, because that's who I'm more interested in currently. Yeah.
Oh, you're very gay, by the way. This your girl, Mandy, a.k.a. the Booty Bandit, a.k.a. Pegasus, a.k.a. Everything under the sun. Full core pumps, y'all already know, and I'm next to.
I'm Weezy. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to our show. We have 2 guests here today, 2 male guests. A lot of cis energy. Ugh.
Oh, wow. Damn. Damn.
we also are scheduled to do a feminist episode right after you, so I've been like researching all day and I've been like reading, and so I'm just like tight with niggas right now.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, I am too, because
I'm trying to relax.
I mean, shit, I'm mad because I've missed a booty call 3 days in a row. This nigga done hit me at 10 a.m. I'm like, he's like, nigga, I'm at work. I have a real job. You know this. I've been fucking you for 6 years. Why are you still texting me at 10 a.m.? I haven't been able to fuck you at 10 a.m. for the last 6 years.
But lunch comes after 10 a.m.
And he might want you to take the day off.
No,
what's up with that?
Matter of fact, you're talking this shit, but you are also the woman who sat here and said,
what?
I left and got dick on my lunch break.
I did, but he lives in Jersey. I'm not going to Jersey from the city for dick, bro. That nigga was in town. He was 2 avenues over. It just worked out. Anyways, before
you could have been sick.
I know, right? I mean, well, before we get into our guests, I do want to, I guess, catch up a little bit because we haven't really. And as y'all see, Weezy has been gay as fuck on the gram, kissing and shit.
I'm not that fucking
congratulations.
Gay on the
gram. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yo, can I be honest? Niggas really been getting on my nerves in my DMs. Like,
tight? They've been tight?
They just be like, show more tongue.
Like,
you be pop kissing.
Oh, doing
your
the most?
You do look really.
I don't
like,
make out on Instagram. What the fuck do you think this
I mean, you're posting little.
I'm not going to make out on IG for niggas.
I think you should.
First of all.
You did a whole foot job on Andrew, and now you're not going to make out on IG.
I did a foot job on a water bottle.
I didn't see that.
But also, videos of women kissing end up on fucking Pornhub.
They do. They
not
absolutely
happening.
Do.
Plus, it's like this very...
You know you ended up on Pornhub, given that foot job?
No, I didn't.
And showing how to
wait,
eat pussy on Tahoe's show? It's on Pornhub. I'm going to show you.
Oh, my God.
So you're on Pornhub already.
What?
Or it's XNXX. Weezy, if you type it in, though, you pop up.
XNXX is a wild website.
Yeah, but you be pop, you pop up, girl. You like
Yo,
a legend.
I'm about to start crying, dog. You listen. Figure out what link that is. I'm about to copyright that shit. All that shit. Delete all that shit, Peggy.
I was about to say, get a check at least.
Oh, my
but no,
fucking God.
No, you on there, bro. Tahoe ain't got 100,000 except for when you showing how to eat pussy.
I don't know how that popped up, but I'm not. You know what it was? It was a suggested, like, after the Andrew Schultz episode we did, that was suggested. Yeah. Me, like, teaching
you
Tahoe
out here
how to eat pussy.
Right. And now she don't want to make out because it's going to end up on port. No, I'm just like. Anyways, how was Panama? You went to a third world country for a memorial.
Oh, yeah, I did. But I love Panama. I've been before. So, really interesting I wanted to bring up. So... We had to reschedule our threesome trip to this weekend coming up where in Florida. It was supposed to be Panama. So anyway, sisters and I go to Panama by ourselves. There's this place, if you ever visit Panama, it's called Habaneros. Panama's very cheap, right? Like, you could stay at the W for like $110 a night. Like, just saying it's $400
right.
here, you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
In retrospect. There's hotels for like $50 a night that are decent. So there's this place called Habaneros. It's across from a really good restaurant called Beirut. It's popular. Panama City, like the downtown area, there's like... very few places to go. So prostitution's legal there, right? So
ooh,
we go.
Bought one?
No.
Oh.
But we go to Habaneros. There's only like tourists, no Latino dudes. And my shorty loves Latino niggas. And she's like, are we the only civilians in here that are women? And I was like, I'm not sure. So like I start walking and this guy like kind of looked at me and I was like, what? And he's like, nothing. I'm sorry. Have a great trip. And I think he was like, is this bitch from here? Like, she's selling pussy? Every woman in there was a hoe. And this is where they meet niggas. So they was looking at me and my bitch like, oh, how much? Bruh. It was kind of our poor
You're
plan.
You're not hoeing on the front lines like you claim you are. You were supposed to buy one. They're not expensive.
So I was.
Do y'all agree? Look at Benson. You look disappointed too, right? Should she have not purchased?
Damn. Okay. Thank you. All right.
So like I wanted to, but then I feel like we were down to do it when he was coming, when Beard Bay was coming. But then now that it was just the two of us, I'm like, I don't know if I really want another bitch in here.
No, that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like a lot of vagina.
It, for me, the cuck, like queen cucking, whatever they call it, cuck queen, like watching him fuck while we were fucking, I was down for that. Mm. But then it was just another bitch. I'm like, well, I don't want to eat your pussy, so
that makes sense.
I'm already scissoring.
That makes sense.
What you gonna do, bitch? You know?
That makes sense.
But I ended up talking to one girl because I was looking for weed. And I was like, excuse me. And I asked her, like, oh, do you know who I can go to for weed? And she was like, I'm only here 5 days from Colombia. So then I started talking to more chicks. Nobody was Panamanian there.
Really?
So all these girls basically come from Colombia, come from Venezuela. It's a very cheap flight and a very, I guess, easy flight. They come, they make their money, and they dip. So, hotel dude, right? We get back to the hotel. We stayed at, like, the Waldorf, which was mad cheap, and it's crazy to even say that. So this hotel security guard, the one nigga in there, Jamaican, he was like, yo, there go my girls. I was like, oh, shit. He's like, my name is Flash. You know why they call me Flash? I'm like, tell us. Why? He's like, because I run to the fucking room in a flash. Because you know why? Everybody here buy a prostitute.
Yo, she got these accents down pat, boys.
So he starts telling us how he checks in. He's like, basically my job is like checking in these girls. So each hotel has to check their ID because a lot of them may rob or steal or get hurt. So he's like, you know, there's always the new story. Watch what'll happen tomorrow, right? No lie, bitch. We come home. He's like, yo, girls, come here. He's like, you seen a bachelor party going on? I'm like, yeah. What about them? And he's like, I had to run up to the room, 3 a.m. He comes in the room.
It's 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
I can't hold it the whole time.
You gotta do it. It's
so
tree.
This guy's like, yo, please come up here and help me. The girl's sitting there holding a broken bottle to her neck because the dude wouldn't pay her, right? So.
See?
Flash is like, yo, what'd I tell her? I said, do it. I told her to do it. So the bitch was trying to jump off the fucking balcony. She was acting all crazy because the dude wasn't paying her. Now, Flash was like, this happens all the fucking time. If the dude can't get it up, if the dude, like, I guess, not that they didn't realize, because I guess they talk about, like, that they're sex workers, but, or they decide not to fuck them.
Right.
That they think they don't have to pay the women.
They still have to pay!
100%.
100%.
And I appreciated that even the security guard was like, come the fuck on.
Right.
So the guy was like, yo, I took her out to eat, we went dancing, which this cracks me up. I took her out to eat, it was really expensive, I took her out for drinks, blah, 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 blah. We were watching TV, we didn't end up having
all
sex.
All of those hours count, like, my
could have been fucking another nigga!
Yeah, my hourly rate right there.
So my homegirl, like, does it. So she's told me, like, mad stories. Like, and the hour, it starts at an hour. Like,
yes.
But niggas don't ever last an hour. So she's like, do you know how much of them try to bargain? Like, yo, but it was only, like, 15 minutes. So you still have to pay my hourly rate, even if you don't fucking last the whole fucking hour.
That's
they trying
fucking
to get that one-fourth?
You know, you thought that came here, right? Like, you think you're finna get it for a quarter? No, this ain't 75% off, nigga.
I would be so insulted if, like, let's say it was $400 an hour and someone really handed me $100 because they came that fast. What?
Yeah, that ain't my business.
Right.
Like, you
so,
came.
The dude was like, yo, he's like, was dumb. He's like, so me and the dude, I finally get him to give the girl at least half. That's what we agreed on, right? So the girl, like, cut her arm, like, trying to, like, act crazy. He said the blood that seeped into the carpet is gonna cost him $1,500 to replace.
Oh,
that don't come.
Shit.
They not gonna charge her.
How they gonna charge her? Like,
it's, like I feel like
it's
like,
his room.
But oh, it's his room.
Yeah, it's right.
Bitch,
yeah,
if you go to my hotel room and you fuck it up,
because I was like, bitch, you got charged that Uber fee for dropping that water in the car.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
Wait, what?
$40. So here she goes. This is why I'm like, bro.
No, I was really
like,
upset.
I just spilled my water bottle. Here, this go. She sent me a picture because she's like, bitch, it's gonna come out of business account. $40 because you spilled water.
I couldn't believe it.
$40 for water?
For water. Right. Because he's like, he had to wait till it dried for the next, like, so he had to, like,
oh, nah.
He couldn't get another ride.
I OD'd more,
you know,
than
I
that. I used to do Uber. I charged somebody $150
for
doing
that
shit.
I was like, oh, do you have a paper towel? He's like, yeah, no problem.
And then he said, I'm going to get $40 out that ass.
Uber only gave me half back.
Yeah.
Document.
He knew exactly what was up.
Yeah, he knew what was on.
I thought it was a courtesy to at least say I spilled water.
Nah, you should shut that shit up.
Yep.
Nah. You just gotta shut your goddamn mouth.
Anyway.
Had a fucking pool back there.
So the girl, like, right, it ended up costing $1,500 in the end. Pay your fucking sex workers, pay their price, stop being cheap. That shit is embarrassing. So I asked the next day, right? We at the pool, right? And they, like, looking at us. And I'm like, so we saw y'all at Habaneros last night. Like, what's up? And so they started telling us, like, yeah, a lot of these girls, I'm not even on front. The dude was really cute. Mm-hmm. He was like, they charge like $300 up. And he was like, but I haven't paid more than like $150.
Wait, they charge that much?
I didn't know.
That's way more than DR. You can get them for like $25 there.
Stop.
I'm not lying. So, I swear to God.
Well, these girls are hot as fuck.
It doesn't matter. In DR, they have their bodies done and you can still get them for $25.
$25.
I swear to God, they're that cheap. Like,
Google this shit, bro.
You can't Google how much you prostitute cost in DR.
You can.
Bro, so you just haven't believed me?
You might be able to get away with that.
You might be able to get that.
No, DR is like $25.
Like maybe $100.
No, bro, it's like $25 US.
He said cheap, like, okay.
Like, no, like,
I don't know how to take that.
When I put, how much do prostitutes, Amsterdam just came up. Here we go.
DR, bro, they like $25, bro.
Prostitution's legal in DR. Pimping is not.
Okay.
Listen,
if you hear of a boys trip in DR, bitch, that's where they money going. Mm. Look, you see it? It's like $25, $50 an hour.
I literally just saw $25 come up. But,
oh, my God.
But jeez. That's like for something small. It doesn't matter. Sex. For, it's like a hand
job. A hand job, and you could get your dick sucked for $25.
I don't know about dick suck. That's not what I'm reading. But they're saying it's like max $250. So
I mean, that's still
the nigga
wild
told me. I can tell you cheap.
Let me just say, I want to make this one fucking point because this really pissed me off.
Okay.
When that nigga said, I was paying $150, other people were paying $300, I believe him. He was very cute. But to know that girls are charging less because niggas is cute, no.
I ain't gonna hold
I was gonna ask that, honestly.
Can I tell you? So this is...
Bitch, get your money.
No, it doesn't matter. I ain't even gonna hold you. Because, like, especially,
tell
like...
Tell us a tale, Mandy.
So he's not a tale.
She really trying to cap for this bitch.
No. So I ain't gonna hold you. Like, so, like, my friend, like... I'm gonna say my friend. Just know it was a friend.
Somebody so, I know.
Somebody
closely.
I know.
No,
she's trying to cover it up.
Nah, but like, you know,
don't even tell the story. Don't even say it. You about to fuck it up. Bro,
who did you charge last night?
You going wild out. Yeah. You going wild out.
I ain't gonna hold you. Like, there was this one nigga, right? He hit me up or whatever.
I'm
gonna just say it was me. But like,
yo, look at her. She's like, oh, yo. Whoa, wait.
Like, back when, like, we had already been talking, but bitch, I was poor, and I was like, nigga, I ain't seeing you if you not giving me no money. But when I finally saw him, he looked good, and the dick was good, so I was like, you know, the next time, I'll do it. You ain't gotta pay me the next time, because it was good. So, like, I wasn't gonna, like, charge him every time. So, you know, it ended up working out.
I feel like we on Capkin.
I mean, yeah, I know.
That's different.
Is that different?
I'm gonna tell you why I think it's
like
different.
I ain't go half off.
If I was
kind of what buy one get
and
one
I met
free.
Somebody,
yo,
a
I'm
BOGO.
Done.
I said I got a BOGO for that pussy
because you come.
Basically, the next time.
So
it's
like,
off,
I was thinking
free.
If I was an escort and then I met a client and we were vibing like a motherfucker, mm-hmm. Like what?
Don't call him a client. He's a friend.
What happens at that point, right?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like...
We cool now. Like,
you know what? These are questions that need answers. We need to put this down for our next interview.
No, we do.
With escorts.
Because I ain't going to hold you. Like, when I went on that what's your price date, I went on a dinner date. And we vibed. It was mad cool, but he was not my type at all. Mm. So the next dinner date, he tried not to give me the money. And I was like, you still have to pay me to go out to dinner with you,
but
sir.
But the second date?
We went out on a second date.
He got
to
pay you again?
Yes. That's how we met, was what's your price?
Okay, so see, I'll be real with you. I always assumed, like, the transaction is done within the site. So,
it
like.
Is. So?
you skimming off the budget. Yes, wild.
Because I didn't like you. This is when, like, I was doing the What's Your Prizes when I first moved to New York. What's
I'm
your
learning
price?
A lot.
We learned
me
in Orlando.
Too.
Look, anyway.
I feel like we just doing our show and two niggas is talking.
My bad. You
this
know
is
what?
Entertaining,
no,
though.
And they didn't even introduce
it.
We didn't even
introduce
it. I don't even know who's on the mic.
We got to get to it. They see it in the title.
I'm getting educated. She getting pink. You know what I mean? Like,
anyways, I want to get into my... No, there's nothing to talk about.
Finish the story. Yo, finish the story. What's that nigga name? Finish the motherfucking story. Stop playing.
Okay,
tell a nigga name.
Wait, which one? The BOGO or the date?
Both. What's up? He always trying to get niggas to drop the name.
No, check this out. So BOGO hit me up just a couple weeks ago. I'm calling him. I'll get
what. It's over.
Nah, they ain't gonna hold you. So BOGO ended up hitting me up after this. And he was just trying to chill. And I still wanted, like, the money because he ain't take the BOGO offer. So, nigga, no, now you got to pay again. So
he just wanted to chill and not fuck you? Is that what you mean?
The niggas never want to chill and not fuck. I don't believe
Wait, what are you saying?
Nah, he asked me to come over. And I was like, same arrangement as last time, nigga. And he was like, damn, that's how we do it. And so I was like, well, if you're not finna, I'm not finna come. I don't want to just chill with you for nothing. Like, the fuck? So he just hit me up a couple weeks ago. And I was like, listen, he was like, if you have free time, feel free to stop in. And I was like, sorry, my time is never free, sir. I'm not available.
I know he is. Yo, y'all are vicious.
But he ain't right now.
Never free.
No, I said, actually, I'm never free.
My time costs.
I'm never free.
Wow.
I said, sorry, I will not be available. But no, Vegas, there's really nothing to talk about because I didn't get dick, but I had a great, great time. Shout out to all of the Horrible Decisions listeners. I was telling them, like, bitch, at the pool party, I was getting, like, pictures taken at
the
mall.
Do they live there?
They were... It's
no, because mad people tell us to come to Vegas.
Yeah, they do. I don't think any of them live there.
Okay.
But I had a great time. I have a new crush. I fell in love. This is how I know I'm just over, like, my whole ways is over. None of my niggas were in Vegas. Mind you,
maybe
I'm like,
they're getting old,
they
bitch.
Are, which is why I'm like, okay, maybe I'm old now.
So are you.
I know. No, literally, they are getting old. I'm like, damn, now that I look, so, bitch, I started looking at all my niggas, like, Instagram stories. Like, so where are they at? Bitch, with their wife, with their kids, with the cookout, with the family.
Side
fucking
dish.
My old homeboy. Yeah. He's fucking fishing with his brothers. I'm like,
playing outstanding.
Oh, God.
Yo, honestly, I wasn't in the party mood either. Like, we went out one night. And
oh, no. I'm sorry.
Don't get me wrong. I was playing blackjack. That's my shit. I love to gamble, but...
I was definitely, but I ended up falling in love with Wiz Khalifa. Oh my God. Big dick energy.
Have you guys seen the thing with him and Snoop high as fuck and they didn't notice the.
What?
Oh my God. Y'all have to see this.
Wait, what is it?
If you are a Patreon listener, I'm going to make sure I post this video because it's fucking hilarious.
They didn't notice what?
So Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg do this performance. You saw this? They're on stage. They're so high, they didn't realize what happened in the video.
Wait, that shit's crazy.
Come look at this shit. Hold it's on, fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, have the audience balls.
Yo, it's wait, what happened?
Wait,
what
the fucking barricade
fell. Yeah, the barricade fell.
And all the people fell.
That shit was wild.
That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, I love
God damn.
Someone in the comments said Snoop was Snoop and Wiz dancing like they just learned how to use their feet.
No, but he was super gorgeous in person, and I was like, oh my God, I love you.
Well, he's super built now.
Yeah, he's built.
So he's not super
what
built.
What is super
down.
Built?
He just gained shit. Like 10 pounds.
Man, he got a little muscle.
It was 40 pounds after martial arts. I read the article.
Well, whatever. Oh, he looked good.
Damn. Martial arts? Did
yeah,
that?
He started. He picked up martial arts. And
well, listen.
He
the
40.
BDE is still there. He looked God gorgeous. It was weird because, like, I was getting hit on by more females than guys the whole weekend. Me and my homegirl, Crystal, was like, bitch, which one of us look like the boyfriend?
Maybe it's because your shortcut is
maybe,
gay.
Bruh, they was walking up to us in the pool. So you just call me gay? You just said my shortcut looks gay. Can we
the
not?
The one that you had.
Can we not do? I had this in Vegas.
Oh. See, this is why it sounds like two niggas just watching y'all because I can't get involved in that.
Yeah,
we gonna get attacked.
Okay, I'll be honest with
shit.
You. The shortcut always seemed a little butch.
Don't do that, bitch. That's a bet.
But it depends how it's worn.
Bitch, that's a bet. I can have my 30 inches and still come off like.
I mean,
I hate you. Anyway,
you fuck bitches though.
Because I do. Thanks.
Okay, so
yeah,
why are you mad at
say, yeah. I was going
to
say.
But no, it was a good time. It was, I somehow got to catch the Millennium Tour, so that was dope.
How was it?
It was really good. I felt like I was in my element. I was singing all of the B2K songs, the Pretty Ricky songs. Ying Yang actually was my favorite. I didn't realize how many fucking hits they had. Bitch, I was like, no.
Wait, Georgia Dome? I forgot about this shit.
I was lit.
Wait, besides the ones
that... Hell yeah, do I hurt?
Oh!
And then second. Also, real quick, because before we get into our guests, oh my God, we haven't done a catch up in a very long time.
Nah, it's cool.
For any of you guys who are going to Vegas, this is not an ad, but the Magic Mike show was actually really fucking good. I'm not here for male strippers. I really don't even like it. I'd rather see niggas run up and down the court.
I heard, like, the Chippendales sucks, but Magic Mike,
no,
like, gave
Magic
a whole
Mike
new...
Magic Mike was...
They're two different things.
Bitch, I feel like...
Chippendales has been a thing for years. Mm. The Magic Mike show, everybody says is amazing.
Yes, but Magic Mike was amazing. Mm-hmm. Of course, I fell in love with this one beautiful fucking motherfucker. The whole show went on his Instagram. He just got proposed by his nigga. So that sucked. But
oh,
okay.
It did
but
suck.
I mean, right.
So majority of them, though, are straight.
No, I was gonna say technically for you.
And here you go. No,
yo, it's no.
But he wasn't bisexual. Like a whole, he was flaming.
No, because I mean, like the porn that you watch,
and I was so sad. But it's I don't want like pink dick, so I would have been even more interested if it was a nigga that he got married to, but it was a white boy. I don't want to see that shit.
oh, you gonna try and slide up in there?
You know, like, can I just watch? I'm in Vegas.
I mean, you could have been a part of the help. I mean, you still could. I mean,
don't listen.
I'm saying.
Oh my God, I just had a fucking thought come to my mind.
Here we go. What?
Gay niggas on fucking Twitter. I was like talking to some fucking dude in a one little message from the Horrible Decisions page. It's like a retweet. This is weeks ago. They hit me up in my fucking DM talking about like, yo, we heard you say that you've always wanted to like get with a gay couple. Like, we've never been with a woman. Next time you're in Miami, like, link with us.
What'syourprice.com.
Right. No, that's for dates, sir.
Oh. I mean, I was thinking to myself, like, it's not like really something that's like on my radar right
I'm
now.
Encourage
well, I guess
it.
I should say my gaydar. But also, like, you know,
I'm gonna encourage
y'all
you.
Y'all are probably tired of Beard Bay and Scissors. Maybe I should do this for the people.
I need to go you. And shout out to my good friend. We've been talking a lot. He be with all of the niggas I have a crush on. Shout out to Dustin from the Friend Zone. I be like, nigga, you went all the like gay guys that I'm like, I know they don't want me, but they're so beautiful. I'm like, why you know all the beautiful black men that don't want women? I'm so sad.
Because they all are in a fucking hot ass black gay so, gang,
I'm
bruh.
So jealous. Oh,
damn. Hot tub.
I'm so jealous. Yo, when you see fine black gays, they're only with other fine black gays, and they all be popping, and they all be in their little clique,
and they all got abs, and oh, they're just so fine. But anyways, you know what? That's our catch up. We are gonna probably continue talking because I do have some other stories to share. But we're gonna go ahead and introduce our guests because y'all here.
Maybe
we can
skip an outline this week. How about that?
No, how about nope? Because you're with me. Ha. Save skipping outlines for when you're by yourself, bitch.
Damn.
Maybe itching to get off her shit.
I'm getting a little scared now.
She's itching to go through my outline that I prepared.
She's like, and here we go.
Nah, because she got a little disappointed when it felt like the outline wasn't going to work out.
Oh, I said
I was like, damn.
So, you know, I was like, what can we ask you? You know, so before, just to give y'all a little pre-production that we do. We like to make sure our guests are comfortable. What do you not want to talk about? What can we talk about? So I'm asking them questions about this topic that we're having, and I literally had an anxiety attack because I'm like, wait, you didn't do it? Oh my God, all my questions don't fit the goddamn conversation I thought we were about to have. So,
well, here's the problem with that freak out. That happens when you don't know what your guests will be like. Because I've sat here in this chair with you, and like we've been across from people, and I'm like, oh my God, like, are we talking to ourselves? Like, yeah, you can feel that they're just like,
oh yeah, that ain't us.
But
yeah,
no, and well, other podcasters, nah.
Well, us. You guys are a podcast. Go ahead and introduce to our audience who you are, what's your names, and what's your podcast name.
All right, so I'm the kid XAB from the Dad Hats and Bowties podcast.
I am Distinguished to God. Yeah.
XAB?
You guys go by XAB and Distinguished the God?
Yes,
I thought
we
were
fucking
like,
rap.
What the fuck is this?
Well, we did used to rap.
Yo, the way I said that,
just
I felt like,
real quick.
I'm not
I
doing
felt
that.
Like a very
no,
judgmental white woman, and I apologize.
That
what are you fucking rap? What
your name like that?
Hey, you motherfucker. Those are rapper names. I do rap. Yes, I do rap.
I'm not gonna lie, that was real white of you.
I felt so bad.
Nah, so yeah, we do a podcast.
So y'all really not gonna drop a line now?
Nah. I mean, I could spit if y'all want.
That's what they say, right? Eight bars.
Do some nasty shit, bro.
Rap some nasty shit.
What if it's bad? It's gonna
be
bad.
Let me see.
Nah, it's not bad.
Go ahead.
Girl, I wanna kiss you. Kiss you till you feel like someone just sprayed off 1,000 missiles. Ooh, right up in your tissues. I make your body feel like it's having issues. It's hard to breathe. It's hard to gasp. It's hard to get air, especially when you're prone to a chair. Dare. Would you mind me to dare? Build an elevator on your lair, an escalator to live upstairs. I vacuum your room, vroom, vroom, and stroke your hair. Ha, Bandy, would you like that? Let's set the date up. I want to eat everything that you're made of.
Ooh.
Shit, I wonder what fruit eat ape, because you have taste trees can't create.
Y'all ask for it.
You remind me of a black bonfire, but when I bust, clean your windows, pine soul.
That's Distinguished to God, ladies and gentlemen. That's
windows
Distinguished to God. Yeah.
That was cute.
You practiced that a lot, honey.
I was about to say, you definitely had that written down. That wasn't a freestyle. That
no,
was
it
was. That was cute.
No,
I really like
good.
That.
Our freestyles, like, so
oh, freestyle I've, real quick.
Freestyles have changed over the course
what?
Of...
What? You can't freestyle?
Yeah, freestyle.
Yeah,
no,
the terminology has changed. It changed since Drake got in the game. Drake fucked up what freestyling
Well, wait, can you freestyle?
I'm gonna come the next episode with. let me dig in my book. Anyways, we are gonna get real quick. So you guys introduce yourselves. We don't need an icebreaker. Y'all do this. This is what the fuck y'all do. This is a really interesting topic, and we haven't had men in the studio in a while.
Yo, I can't wait for this shit. Wait.
I know. Like, I mean, we're here.
We can't wait.
I want to talk about this shit, man.
Okay, well, we're not. Well, calm down.
Get into
we're
it.
Not how y'all like misled us?
No, no. See,
I mean,
see,
honestly, thank God it's going well because I texted Mandy and I was like, it's going straight to Patreon.
Wow!
I really love her honesty.
No, wait, hold on.
She ain't texting.
Before,
because I was like, we have to change it. So I'm like, I don't want it to be a pegging episode,
right?
If it wasn't a dude that got pegged,
especially for niggas that really good, you get like.
So guys,
how do you get like?
Okay, well, we're gonna get into our. Look at me. Can I get to my shit? we're gonna do the vanilla shit, and this one, I think Weezy found this one, actually. So it's from Madame Noir. It is actually, the title is, "We are more invested in performing hashtag black love than being in healthy relationships." When hashtag black love first became a thing, it stood as an emblem of unity in the face of systemic, social, generational, and economic threats that are designed to destroy the black family. The images that accompany hashtag black love inspire hope with those of us who dream of being partnered with folks of the same hue, finding inspiration in couples' ability to triumph. Basically, what this is saying is that a lot of us view couples on social media, and instead of actually practicing healthy relationships, we try to show to social media that we're more happier than what we really
are. Trying to emulate that.
And we're also just trying to be like the couples that we see online, more so than actually using forms of communication and actually being happy.
Right.
So much so that it says that some people actually fake their happiness because of what they're posting online. They feel like that's where they are. Studies have been done to support the idea that social media addicted couples may be engaged in unhealthy connections. A study of 2,000 adults found that 39% of those surveyed admitted that they purposefully make their relationships look better online than it is in real life. So I wanted to ask you, because this is something that now you're posting scissors. This is something where I posted a guy and I saw the immediate response and I'm like, oh, I'll never post my relationship online
because
now everybody think he being pegged. And I'm like, oh, nope, not that nigga. So like, what are your thoughts, especially now that you are showing scissors more? Has it come to where she's said anything? Do you think it's going to affect your relationship at all negatively?
That's a good question. So I was just thinking when they said purposefully, like making it look better.
Right.
It's not happening with me now, but I did do that before.
I remember.
When I was like 18, though,
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just really, really hard. And I think, honestly, thinking of the idea of us being happy and like those good pictures and like reading good affirmations from people on Facebook or whatever I was using at the time, I mean, this is 2009. Like, yeah, that's why I did it. Like, my relationship wasn't feeling good. I wanted it to be good.
Right.
We did lavish things, so it was nice to like show them off, but I just didn't really understand how I was portraying it. Like, it was confusing to the point that, like, when I would tell people how shitty of a boyfriend he was and, you know, emotionally abusive, whatever, they'd be like, how?
I'll be 100% honest with you. What you just said is why not only social media, but I feel like you kind of hid what that relationship was really like, even to your friends, the people you were really close to at that time.
Because I was embarrassed.
Right. Mm. And so even with the relationship with that, that's why even now, 10 years later, when you talk about how like, you know, unhealthy that relationship was, in my mind I'm like, but girl, y'all were on trips together, you like, you guys did so much together, you seemed happy when you did post and the things that you did with him. So
yeah,
you admitting that, like, that not only was it social media, because Instagram wasn't even out at that time, but like,
it wasn't Instagram, it was Twitter,
yeah,
and it was Facebook where I would post our stuff, and people like loved us together. So when I first got with him, I mean, it was great, right? I was dating this guy. He was rich and at that time, right? Like, he was helping me pay for my school. He was helping me with my parents. And I just...
He got bread.
Yeah, I was like, this is great, right? And he's a very successful dude. I think, like, maybe 6 months in, he just showed his true colors.
Mm.
But I was already so invested.
In unison, y'all got to do the...
That's how we are. That's what it is.
I moved in with him the day of my high school graduation.
Oh, yeah, that's quick.
Yo, have I ever told the story about Scrabble?
Scrabble.
It's a great game.
This is literally the first thing that has happened to me, and this is the first, like, I guess I've never said it. Never knew that who he was. I've never seen him act this way. He was so loving. He was loved to like bring me out and like dress me up and like show me off to his friends. He was great. We play Scrabble. I love Scrabble. I'm like a fiend for the shit.
Right.
I win. He gets an attitude. He's like, let's play a second time because you're wildin'.
I play a second. You wildin'?
He's like, what? Cause I was, yeah, because I was like playing big words or whatever. We play a second time, I win. We play a third time. He flipped the Scrabble board over, like it fell almost on me.
Oh.
And started screaming, left the house for 2 hours.
Wait, how, he was older than you?
Yeah, way older.
How much?
By maybe like 10 years, or maybe 9 years older than me. Okay. So, and I'm 18. So he does all this shit, and I'm like, holy shit. He comes back in the house. I'm 18, bro. It's my first relationship. Mm-hmm. He's like, listen, it's not your fault, but I needed to leave before something happened.
Oh, not
over a Scrabble game, bro?
This I'm on my mother's life. This is what fucking happened.
That's it.
I didn't understand, right? The next day, this was kind of how it would work. I think he gave me money to go shopping. Like, it was just this, like, constant, like, okay, like manipulation that I didn't understand. The second time it happened, and it was never a closed fist, which is why I never thought it was bad. It happened with another game we were playing. Like some other shit. And this nigga, like,
had your male ego. That's what that sounded like.
He grabbed me and fucking threw me right in front of our bedroom door. Some shit fell down. And I remember like him looking at me and realizing what he was doing. And he like let go. Like the nigga would do shit like this all the time. It was crazy.
Nah, that's wild.
Then when I became like a fucking Twitter mini thing personality, I used to have a Twitter and I would like tell fun sex stuff. And I would share stuff with him and talk about like us fucking in bed. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. He would like be into it until he wasn't. Specifically, I remember this one because you tweeted him yesterday. Chad Ocho Cinco retweeted something.
Oh,
I did.
He got on my nerves real quick. By the way, for all of y'all that were in my comments, me and there's nothing with me and Chad. Everyone was like, "Ooh, are you gonna peg him? Is that did it?" So Chad, no. Ocho
you gonna peg him 85 times, right?
This nigga fake retweeted me yesterday and professed my love for him and was like, sorry, we didn't work out a few years ago.
Oh, this nigga's
and like,
an idiot.
So, yesterday, I'm like, really? So then I was like, Chad, really, can we not do this?
I love a good fake art.
So, that's love.
But that's so 2009. So I was like, nigga, and you know he got mad followers. So just so y'all know, Chad, good friend of mine, but no, there is no me and Ocho Cinco, Chad, no, that's not a thing. But yeah, no.
We'll see you in 2 months, though.
Said something about like, this couple's funny or whatever the fuck was going on. We follow each other. A week later, he told me I looked pretty. Very bad. Like, literally, this is pretty. Mm-hmm. Those are his words.
Was it your feet?
No, it was like, picture me in the car.
I like feet, too.
That nigga cool. Be liking some feet.
I'm not a feet person at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Mindy goes, there's nothing with us. And she's like, that nigga likes feet.
He do like feet.
How you know that nigga likes feet?
We're friends.
That's what's up.
We're friends.
That's what's up. He
massage your feet before?
He like white toes. Just he tweets about it all the time.
Let me see if I like your feet. Take your sneakers off. See if I like your feet.
No.
I'll suck your toe right now on air.
You will not suck my toe.
I will suck your toe.
Do it for the content.
I don't give a fuck.
Them shits off.
I don't give a fuck. Them shits off. I don't give a fuck.
Mandy, come on. I always do the whole shit. Yeah.
Nah, she did some wild stuff at the live show in D.C. Come on.
Bitch's titty and breast milk came out.
That shit was wild.
Come on. You can't do
that. That shit was wild. Your leg is halfway up.
You can't sacrifice a motherfucking toe.
Your leg is halfway up.
You cannot suck my toe on air. What are we doing? The kink of the week is
no. They talk about us misleading. No, they're supposed to be freaky as shit.
Oh,
what happened? You misleading us. You're supposed to be freaky as shit.
So we can just
wipe off the sweat?
My acrylic needs done.
I don't give a fuck.
Yo, the foot is already out.
I don't care.
Come on. Come on, it's there. The foot is already out. What's up?
It's already out.
He got a Dunkin' Donuts napkin. He got a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yo, bro, it's right there.
Get it. Get this out.
Get that toe.
So, love that shit. Love that shit.
Well, how do we get here?
It will not be on Patreon or whatever the fuck it is. It's going to be on a live show. What's up? What's up? I sucked that shit like a motherfucking banana. Just like that. I sucked it just like that.
Feminism is for everybody, ladies.
Let me get some water to wash it down. Get some water to wash that motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Damn. Oh, my God. It tickled.
Give my man some water,
and that's
man.
The end of the episode.
Thank you so much. That was pretty cool. We really appreciate you guys.
Oh, my God. Now my in between my toes is wet.
Leave it out. Let it air dry.
I know. Is it air dry? Can I get
the, yeah, let it air dry.
That Dunkin' Donuts napkin. Yeah, that Dunkin' Donuts napkin.
Maybe he needed two.
Shit. Anyway, let me get it. Y'all killing me.
Oh, yeah, we not following the outline, y'all.
Okay, real quick. Hold on. Now we got to get through this real quick. God damn it. We went way the fuck off. Hold on. Okay, so I don't want to do that kink of the week anymore. You know what? With you guys, I got it. What's so up? The kink of the week.
Yo, I want to post that, but like, I'm trying to hold it till Monday. I'm going to hold it till fucking Monday.
What?
Oh my God. The urge to want to fucking post that clip. Let Benson do his fucking magic.
So the thing, let me tell y'all.
I be pressed. You know when you ever have happened to you when you have a photo shoot and you be taking pictures on your phone, you post like,
oh,
it.
Oh, I want
to
drop that shit right
now.
Then
you just wait.
You couldn't have did it quicker than me.
Right. What's the kink, Mandy? What's the kink?
You know, look, I'm over here like, oh my God.
I know, she's spazzing. I got to get her.
So, guys, as you guys know, we were misled by these two gentlemen across from us.
I don't like that.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
So, they came to our DC live show and was like, yo, son, read the email. They was like, yo, son, why you ain't had us on yet, B? We like pegging. So, we're like, whoa.
Hold up.
You said, yo, my dude into pegging. And I said, really? And you admitted it. And was like, yes, I'm into pegging. And I was like, oh my God, are you straight? Of course, that was the first question because I wanted to be sure we get a straight man that enjoys pegging on the show. And he's like, yeah, man, I be fucking bitches. I'm like, great. So then they sent an
email.
When was our show in DC? January.
This was in January.
They wrote us and I was like, holy shit, I forgot about them. Whatever. Hey, Mandy and Weezy, I hope this email finds you both well. We bumped into each other a few times, once at Mouse's live show and again at Horrible Decisions DC.
Right.
We've had conversation regarding myself and my co-host coming on your show. He's into pegging. Right. Great email. I mean, when you find out that their names are like X-A-L-M-R and they're two.
She said, let's get her fucking feet sucked.
I know you guys have been touring, so let us know when we'd be best for us to set up a day where you could come on the show. I attached some photos so you can remember our faces.
So that was really cute and all.
That's email etiquette, everybody.
Super cute and all.
I do appreciate an email like that.
So Weezy was late as normal coming into the studio today. So before...
I don't know what happened.
So before we started the show, we did a little pre-production, and I'm like, hey, is there anything we need to talk about? So I didn't bring my strap because I got excited, but I'm going to a party after here, so I didn't want to be walking around fucking Brooklyn with a strap in my bag.
Right.
So
because that ain't going to work.
You know.
That ain't it.
Excuse me. So
I got a funny story about something like that, though.
So I'm doing pre-production with them, and I'm like, okay, so you're into pegging. Cool. So have you been strapped? Like, so he's like, pegging. He's like, yeah, man, I have fingers in my ass. And I'm like, okay, but have you taken a strap, like a dildo? He's like, nah, I have fingers in my ass. And I was like, so wait, you've never been pegged? And he's like, well, the girl who put her fingers in my ass said it was pegging. And I literally, my heart dropped. I was so disappointed because that is not pegging.
She thought the whole episode was going to be trash.
Here's another question.
And she was 30. She was 37 at the time, too.
Did y'all go to Mouse's show? Did y'all go to Horrible Decisions Live to just promote your shit? Or do you listen to the show and know what the fuck pegging is? We have never done a fucking feature on any podcast where they don't bring it up.
Yes.
Okay?
Agreed.
Literally. On The Breakfast Club, Van is doing his first interview there, and they bring it up. So, and then he's like, oh, that's because Horrible Decisions.
So I do want to bring up...
you didn't know, nigga. So you're just basically telling me y'all just have never listened to the show?
I've listened to the show.
So have you?
I listened to, like, snippets. I ain't gonna hold it.
Snippets.
Okay.
Well, nigga, you should have Googled pegging.
When we have
because look what happens when you Google pegging. Comes up is a goddamn animated bent-over nigga taking a strap.
Listen.
Let me get back into my line. We're gonna run the show along.
Go ahead.
So pegging actually...
Go ahead.
...is a sexual practice in which a woman performs anal sex on a man by penetrating his anus with a strap-on dildo. This practice may also involve stimulating the male genitalia. The neologism, okay, I don't know if that's right, but the neologism, pegging, was popularized when it became the winning entry in a contest in Dan Savage's Savage Love Sex Advice column held after an observation was made that there was no common name or dictionary definition in the act. Now, I did want to get into some other...
Wait, Dan Savage named pegging? Yes. God damn, that nigga's a G.
So,
I love Dan Savage.
So basically, guys, the horrible decision for this week, instead of actual pegging, it will be the starter kit. to booty play for niggas.
Shout out to Chris for the tie. D-Flow was good.
Shout out to Benson for that or whatever. So we're going to get into, I guess, the starter kit real quick. And we're going to go through this because you did say you allowed fingers. Yeah. So share your amazing story about the fingers going in your ass.
So I was having sex with this older woman. She was, at the time, she was 15 years older than me. I was 21. I think she was like 37 or something like that. So,
yeah, so I'd be liking the young niggas.
So we was having sex in her crib, and everything was cool until it got to when her bed broke. So I was, yeah, so I was fucking her.
You're not even big, and you broke her bed? It had to be IKEA.
I mean, you saw how he sucked that toe.
I'm gonna need y'all to stop.
Skinny niggas doing better.
Stop underestimating us on the side of the table.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm
you don't look skinny.
No, he.
Nah,
looks,
you
he
not a skinny
small.
Nigga.
He's like what, 5'6"?
Yeah, like 5'6".
Yeah,
five,
tiny.
God, thank
yeah.
you. God,
you tiny. Damn. What I do? I'm just saying, 5'6".
It's
nigga,
all. It's all good.
They shooting shots all episode.
Yo,
like,
I know you just sucked the toe, but can I get some of that water? I need to take this Tylenol.
Yeah, of course.
There's water behind you. Oh,
shit. Oh yeah.
You don't know where his mouth has been. It was just on my foot.
It was literally just on my foot.
I was all.
You know how our foot tastes. Come on.
I rebuke that in the name of this show.
No, but okay, so go ahead. You're on her IKEA bed and it breaks.
Yeah, so the bed broke. And when the bed broke, she's like, oh my God, stop. So I was like, calm down. It's all good. Like, okay. I'm into whatever fuck happened, happened. Oh, so whatever happens, happens. I was like, yeah. So she goes in her closet. And she takes out, I don't know the name of this device, but this is a device that I guess the man puts it over his balls, and then it prevents you from coming. So the whole time.
A cock ring.
Yeah. Yeah. So the whole time we're.
Device. It's a cock ring, sir.
I didn't know the name of it. Okay. So
over the balls or over the cock? Because the cock ring goes
well,
over
you,
the cock.
Well, you know, the cock ring you can put over your
you
balls.
You can put it over your balls, too.
So I was like, I've never had this on. She's like, it's all good. I just really want this to last now. So I was like, great. So we fucking, and then she's like, putting her hand on like the left cheek of my buttocks. So I'm like, what are you doing?
Buttocks. My glutes.
Don't worry.
My gluteus maximus.
Gluteus maximus. Don't worry.
This is coming from the nigga. What was the end? Distinct. What was it?
She was like, don't worry. It's going to be okay. I was like, what are you doing? She was like, don't worry. It's going to be okay. So then she's slowly sliding two fingers at once.
That's pegging.
Until my ass.
Nobody
like,
tell me. That's
two
pegging at that
fingers
point.
In my
ass. Wait. One moment, sir. Yeah. She didn't eat it first. I just want to know how your ass was lubed up enough to fit two fingers in.
It was very sweaty.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah,
sweat?
Yeah, it was very sweaty.
That's kind of gross.
This isn't fun anymore.
It was very sweaty.
I haven't heard this story yet either.
Okay,
so
it's
kind of
like your foot.
I got questions.
So then she's literally sliding it up, and then she's like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm trying to fit two up there, but I really should be fitting one." So then she literally just does this and just sticks the whole middle finger. She has long fingers, so she's literally sticking the whole middle finger, and then she's doing that. And she's like, "How does it feel?" I don't want you to think that I'm quote unquote making you feel uncomfortable, but at the same time,
this should have been a conversation first off.
Yeah, it should have. Yeah, it should have.
And not during.
And this was the first time I was having sex with her.
Oh, damn. She was trying to turn you the fuck.
I think so. And it fucking works. And it works.
I actually talk about these things before.
I will give you that.
Yeah.
Especially because,
but I mean, he's like, she went in the closet.
That looks like a safety hazard. That looks like health.
I make sure they're wet first.
FDA needs to be involved.
And I stick these up my own ass. It doesn't hurt. Like, I just have to be really careful.
Really
and
careful.
I don't want to scratch.
For anal, I feel like those aren't a big deal. In my pussy, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I don't like nails in pussy either.
What breaking there?
First off,
you shit right, it
my
out.
Fault.
They do really
my
good
fault.
Getting these goddamn nails done.
it's a
but no, so what wild. Was there a conversation that you had after you allowed fingers in your ass?
Yeah, there was a conversation because I basically told her, why did you think it was okay to do it? Like, this was after everything happened. Oh yeah, I'm leaving out a wild part too. So prior to that happening,
outside of the sweat being your
yeah,
room, there's more
I was
wild.
Like,
yeah.
That was pretty.
So
was
this part is actually very factual. This might gross a few people out, but it is what it is. So
okay.
We start
shit on my finger.
We start worse than that. So, yeah. So we start, I start fucking her from the back. It's one of the first females that I start fucking anally. She was like, you know, stick it in. I was like, you sure?
Oh, she was
like,
freak
yeah.
Freak.
So I fucked her in the ass. No exaggeration. I swear on everything. I pulled the fucking, I pulled out. It was shit everywhere.
Don't.
It was
why?
Shit. It was
don't.
Shit.
You
I swear to God. I swear to God. It was shit everywhere. So bad.
Wait,
that
no.
She had to throw out her entire. I swear. I cannot make this up. I swear to God.
Have you had anal sex before?
Before her, no.
So this was your first experience with anal sex.
Right.
It was just a lot of firsts happening. Weezy's turning yellow.
It's gone.
She's wheezing. You know what? Get her some motherfucking lube water. Come on, man.
Wait, my God. Can I just tell you, I'm so disappointed because this is not what you should. Now you're being fearful of the people who have not tried anal sex. It's not always a fucking shit
this
show.
This is what happened, though. What?
This is a shit show. Wait. So how did you feel seeing all the shit? Were you still okay?
On some real shit, I was okay with it. That's the best show ever.
Wait, so on some real shit, you were okay with seeing shit?
On some real shit, I was okay with it.
Okay.
To the point where I really realized, yo, I'm nasty, because I still wanted to keep having sex. She's like, no. Like, we literally took a shower, and she was like, you have to leave. She's like, I feel very embarrassed.
Wait.
She was like, I feel very embarrassed.
So she sucked her fingers in your ass after the shit show.
Yeah, after the shit show.
I think maybe she wanted to pay you back and maybe get your shit everywhere.
That might have been it.
So you guys took a shower.
Yeah.
And then went back to fucking. Now, on the mattress? Because you guys threw the sheets away, right?
No, as soon as we finished taking that shower, that was it. She really didn't want to go in again. Like, because by
this
point. Yeah, by this point, we were 2-3 rounds in.
Weezy, have you ever had shit come out while you was having sex? She really cried.
Oh, y'all filming this? Is this on camera?
Yo, can I be honest with you? I think the reason I started crying laughing so hard is because maybe it's been coming from reading books so often, but like, I pictured everything.
Take this away from me.
And like, literally, when the nigga was like, shit, all over, I could just picture someone rolling up the sheets. Like, having to put him in a plastic bag.
That's so crunk.
So you said you was a little scared of like people.
But also real shit. I was okay with it.
So it was real shit.
I've had anal before and there was no shit.
I've had anal before and there was no shit.
Wait, pause.
I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
There's been times like where I've had anal sex and it was so good and I felt like I was getting too wet that.
You didn't know what was back there.
What's back there? This is that wet. And I've like literally like peeked between my legs to make sure there was nothing on the sheets and all that shit while I didn't have anal sex. But
I want to ask the doctor. How do niggas get wet in their ass? I hear that in gay porn all the time.
Oh, bitch,
like,
my ass didn't got wet. I didn't came from my
Google
ass,
this.
Bro.
My shit was wet.
One of the tricks for ladies who may be scared of it. So one of the things that I do, because of course. Sanitation wise, especially if you use condoms, ladies,
right. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go from the ass back into your vagina.
Right.
Something that I do when I have anal sex is when I know I'm ready, like for him to get the fuck out my ass because now it's hurting, I'll reach back and pull the condom off. So that he doesn't see, just so in case there is anything on the condom, he doesn't see that the condom is dirty.
You slick.
That saves like the mood to where if anything was in there and then he has to get another condom to go back in my vagina. But what I'll do is I'll sexily, if that's a word, I'll sexily, sexily pull the condom off and then either toss it to the side to where I know where it's at so that I remove it or like, I just run and push it in the toilet and flush it.
It says your ass doesn't.
Why are you still putting shit in the toilet?
I don't know because listen, I don't care. I flush it. And that's
you
just
fucking
what I
up
do.
Sanitation. You fucking up the sewer pipeline, the ecosystem.
I'm
big on global warming, so I'm sorry. You fucking up right now.
That's fine because I'm just happy I have my plastic straw.
And I'm glad we're getting rid of plastic very soon.
Those ones are lit, though.
We're getting rid of plastic very soon.
So here's the thing, sir. If you're moving, right? And you have a huge cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
If it rains, what happens to that cardboard box? Nigga, it falls apart. That's what the fuck happens in my drink when I'm drinking through a paper
straw.
They got
a little spray on it that it's not supposed to do that.
I mean, that's a lie. Yeah. All of my drinks have fell apart.
Man, just drink faster. It's better for the environment.
Drink faster?
Yeah.
This is coming from someone who don't drink liquor. So
I don't drink either.
I be drinking.
I do drink liquor.
Oh,
but
damn, that's right.
She just means I can't handle it. That's
at
what she meant to say.
So before we go on, I guess.
Oh, by the way, I did just Google. And I'm trying to figure out like the ass getting wet. People are saying they're feeling their own lubrication, like, but when they're not using lube, they're saying that it could be the penis pre-coming.
No, I use condoms.
Nah, I don't mean on something.
Okay, I use condoms.
There's another thing that's saying it could be sweat.
It's probably sweat.
Me and 24/7, don't be sweating.
Sweat is the culprit.
Maybe you could sweat from in your
sweat in your ass.
It's happened to me, so I don't know.
I feel like
I think your booty hole was a little open, honestly.
After all of that,
If you had two,
at least it wasn't you shitting on the bed.
So this is
thank God.
So this is my question, I guess, to you guys, because there's a lot of guys that may. want to try that out. Mm-hmm.
They just need somebody to come out and just say it, you know.
So you suggest that women, if women want to get into a nigga booty hole, we ask, can we get in the booty hole?
Mm. Yeah.
The conversation.
Yeah, and at the same time, too, I think the biggest situation is, and men in here, you guys are listening, is that a lot of men by default are going to be like, if she's doing that to me, I must be gay. And it's like, why the fuck does it have to go all the way to the extreme it must be gay?
We're women. Right. So
you make, no, yeah.
Gay is, of course, the same sex.
Right.
So, of course, I mean, that's just a society thing, and especially with black men.
Right.
We've talked about it all the time. You guys tie your manhood to and masculinity to your booty hole, which that is not where it's at.
That shit is wild.
It's in your pockets, nigga, but we're not going to talk about that.
Shit.
Yeah, that's a whole nother situation. Really,
wow. Yo, what's y'all podcast about? Because I feel like everybody's going to like y'all, but they don't know why.
Because of that bullshit. But that was, you got a beautiful talk.
Well, all right. So our podcast is about politics and entertainment. So
politics.
Not, it's not like we're not sitting there breaking it down. It's like whatever happens in the week, that's in the political arena and is also in entertainment, we talk about it. So
I don't really listen to any pods that talk about. I mean, I do, but it's like very brief, like a brush over.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I picked the home mail this week because we actually have guys in the room.
Okay.
So this is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Shout out if you guys want to send any of your home mail to us, please write us in at horribledecisions@gmail.com. This one is from a male listener and it's called, it's titled Going Down. Oh. Hey, my name is, I'll just say Sam, and I've never gone down on a girl before. The reason is I was fucking this girl and she asked me to go down on her and her vagina smelled so bad.
Oh yeah, I've had that
so
before.
I didn't do it. Okay. Since then, anytime I talk to girls and I tell them that I don't go down on a female, they kind of agree, but then later want me to do it. And I really want to try it, but I'm kind of skeptical about it.
Wait, he's saying I tell them I don't
go down, but then
and they be like, okay.
Yo, is this my work husband?
I know, right? They'll say no, it's not. There's a whole name there.
Oh.
And it's not his name.
That's a long story.
But that's the thing. I think that happens with a lot of guys. They'll be like, oh, well, I don't really give head. But then when you're in the act, a lot of women just like head so much, they'll still be like, well, nigga, give me some head.
What's up?
So the question is here, he's a little scared that he won't be good. What tips do you have for me? And I guess, how would you suggest someone moves forward?
Funny enough, I'm on Pornhub, so why don't you find that
video? Damn. Check that out, brother.
Look up. But what is your suggestion, I guess, to guys who don't go down or may have PTSD from going down and it not being very clean down there? And I guess, like, yeah, what are y'all tips for head and a guy going down for the first time?
I mean, my first tip is definitely, you know, pop the hood. You got to find the hood and lift that up. I think that that's a major thing. A lot of guys don't know what a clit is, so they'll be like just licking and they're not in even the right area. So I would say that that's number one. You guys have mentioned on a previous episode, there's
but you don't listen to us?
I didn't say that. He said he
don't. Okay.
Where,
he don't know shit. That's why he don't know shit.
Shorty had mentioned that there's a video. I forgot what porn site it's
but I know what shit looks like.
That's all about, you know, giving clitoris.
You maybe.
The Pornhub video about eating pussy
was an hour long? So,
there's that,
you know, do that. But also in terms of like, if it smelled bad, listen, y'all got, we're humans. Like, there's days when niggas don't smell the greatest down there. Like, you playing basketball or whatever. So
I am not sucking dick after a nigga just put
me. Exactly. You shouldn't.
You're in a goddamn shower. Not only that, if smell is your concern and you feel like that. So one of the things that, like, I do even when I'm, like, with a girl, like, before I go down there.
Right.
What I'll do is I like to finger bitches. I know you don't. But I'll even just rub their clit until they get wet. And then, nigga, I'll bring my fingers up.
No,
well, not only the smell test. Well, not only the smell test. I'll bring it up to them and if they don't want to smell or eat their own box,
I won't.
That's
what Lil Duval said. I remember years ago too.
Niggas, that's the OG. That's the OG.
I'll do that. Like, if a bitch like don't want to even taste her own pussy, then you think I want to taste their pussy? No, ma'am. So I'll take my fingers and see how nasty they are, but I want them to smell how they smell, and I want them to taste themselves. And if you're not gonna let me do, like, if they like act weird about tasting their own selves, oh bitch, I'm not going down.
And some people are weird about their own taste.
Not me, bitch. I be
me too.
I like all my shit.
Sometimes I do it on a
like
bench
that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, look, I like that a lot.
Oh, the politics podcast.
I mean, we talk about this shit too, but another smooth way of doing it, depending on how comfortable you are with the person, you can be like, yo, let's take our showers before we get into
that's,
you know, like
I really don't give a fuck.
But I'm gonna be honest, I kind of like a little smell sometimes. Not like OD, but I kind of like a little tweens, you know what I mean?
There's a thing about this, like, I remember saying once, I said it on IG Live, right? I made the comment on our show that pussy has a smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not a bad smell, but it's like there's a scent. And yeah. I've been with girls where I've smelled nothing and it was weird.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I just had this conversation in like a girl's round table. And it sucks for us because it's kind of been put into the society that like through plies and even Mayweather just made a video talking about, I want my pussy to smell and taste water. Like water. Bro.
What?
Nah, that ain't it.
Like, our pussy is like, and I done ate pussy, so I know it's not water. And
I would like come to taste like water, but y'all niggas out
y'all
here
eating all salty.
I was told mine was sweet, so I'm good on that.
It be tasting like.
I'm a vegetarian, so my shit always smell like greens.
Yo, what? I'm sorry. I almost did Marisa.
What?
She's like, I'm a vegetarian, so my ass pussy don't stink.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
There is a musk that pussy has. It's not bad, in my opinion. I love my smell.
Me
like,
too.
When I can smell it, sometimes I don't. I only can, like, I have that musk when I'm ovulating, and I fucking love that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that a smell, maybe just saying that word, like smell, we always feel
smell
like it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, we think bad.
Yeah. It's a danger smell, and then there's a scent.
Start saying aroma.
Ooh, aroma.
Yeah. Scent and aroma.
Because you had some aroma. Yeah, you had some aroma.
I had some aroma
you
where?
Had some aroma. On the toe.
There was aroma on my toe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you just did it.
Was it an athlete foot aroma?
This is clean.
It was like, that's a clean foot.
That is a really good foot. She made me want to suck that shit again.
Just because. The thick Adidas. You know?
These are felines.
The
felines.
My fault.
Forever I love
felines.
My fault.
Felines. But no. So I like that. And I already said I like dick smell. So I think that you should maybe revisit with another vagina. And I like the idea of maybe the next girl that you get into bed with, maybe y'all get in the shower first.
Yeah.
Always a good
honestly,
idea.
Honestly, I'm going to be real. I don't know if this is good advice, but I would tell you, I would be kind of into it if, like, I was fucking with a dude and they'd be like, yo, be honest with you, like, I really don't do this with women. So, like, you might have to teach me. So, I'm like,
that's cute.
Like, you know.
I can't trust y'all. Y'all talk too slick. Y'all talk too slick.
I had a bad experience before. Share that. So, she's prepared. Like, let me make sure my pussy right. Right?
I like this.
Then be like, okay, you know, I want to try this with you. Like, I'm feeling you. And, like, you know, if you have to walk me through it, I would like that.
Fellas, you got to say it smooth, though. Because if you say it, like, corny, you ain't getting pussy.
Yeah, like, figure out how to formulate the shit.
Yeah. You ain't getting pussy that night.
If you're
like, can you teach me how
to. Don't get me wrong.
How to go down there?
Right.
That ain't working out.
Thank God I never said that.
Hey. Don't be corny with it.
If a girl told you she never sucked dick or, like, she doesn't know how to suck dick.
Niggas be quick to be like, I'll guide you. I'll tell you what
to do. I think it's more so being like, I don't know how, more than like, I never had. Can you show me? Like, it's like a whole way that you can do it. Don't be afraid of being bad.
I want to do that, but is there anything I haven't done? I want to be like, I've never done that. Can you teach me?
I wish.
No, damn, there ain't nothing left.
Meanwhile, I'm like,
always
if I tried
role
that,
play.
I'd probably be like...
You can role then, play.
You know, I can role play?
Yeah, you can role play.
So I'm not going to lie. So I'm trying
That's a good idea.
Well, and I'm trying, like, I got to, like, bring... So I'm trying to bring toys into the bedroom with me in 24/7. And I literally, like, he makes everything so not fun. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to bring toys. And I said, I'm going to bring toys to help you because I wanted us to have anal sex. And he was like, toys? And put the laughing emoji and was like, bitch, I don't need that. I don't need nothing to help make you come. And I was like, okay, fine. It's for me to help you open me up. Like, so I had to change the whole dynamic, but I want to bring toys in, but he's just already so confident.
That was a pretty bad start. I'm going to bring a toy to help you, bitch.
I know, that's what he said.
The fuck?
Like, bitch, I don't need no goddamn help.
Fuck?
That's what he said, but no.
You got me fucked
up. So I guess, like, just knowing how to say things when you need help. But before we get up out of here, let our listeners know, again, LMNOP and Danger Zone.
I'm fucking done.
And let them know where they can find you in your podcast.
All right, cool. So before that, we got some gifts for you that I want to give y'all.
Oh, we got
the
gift.
Got a toe sucked and a gift. She's on.
Yeah, they
loyalty.
They
was
on it today.
Listen, it'll keep you warm at night. All right, I know it's not a magic wand.
We need to put our face
or bullet. You know what I mean?
Give us the merch, nigga.
So this is a quick weave.
We ain't got the money, but we got the merch.
Wait, this one is that.
I mean, it's right here too. It's right here.
Oh, these are nice. I mean, I'll save this.
So, when you wearing?
It's like 90 degrees now.
Yeah. It's gonna keep you warm.
No, you gotta wear it on the train because the AC blasting right now on the fucking train. I took the E train. You
know. I have my Dreamville jacket.
Oh, that is fire.
Yeah, she's. Thank you. Yeah, it is fire.
That is fire.
I actually really like your
She's been flexing all day.
No, these are really good and really good quality.
We bought our hoodies and sweats for patrons, but those are nice.
These are really nice. Well, I'm glad y'all like them. We're gonna wear them.
Yeah.
And again, tell our listeners.
Definitely. So
you your live show when you guys.
You are definitely listening to XAB from the Dads and Bowties podcast.
Distinguished the God, Dad has some bow ties, at Dad has some bow ties. You already know what it is.
And so we'll post their stuff in the description. Yes. Before we get out of here, I want to tell y'all about the, you just mentioned the train and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back from the studio, the last time you and I was in here, it's like 1 a.m. Oh, no, I wasn't with you. I watched Game of Thrones and I did Westeros. So I'm on the train and whatever. I live in Lower East Side. So mostly like on that way home, it'd be like niggas, Chinese people, and Latinos, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Just a whole person of color train, which made this whole scenario fucking hilarious. So I had my headphones on. I didn't hear anything, but I did see people's head turn. And suddenly, the whole fucking train shifts to, like, the front because a rat is on it.
Oh, nah, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
Didn't they have shit on IG?
Bruh. Nah. Oh, the one that was going up the pole?
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't. Nah, bruh. So the rat was, like, on the floor, right? Bro, when I tell you it was, like, 12 of us, and we all got on top of one bench, like, mind you, everybody's speaking their own fucking language.
That's mad funny.
The shit was on the fucking Spanish.
You didn't film it?
What the fuck is a rat?
First off, you may not have seen. Did you see when she had a moth in her house?
Stop, it's not funny.
It was like the Blair Witch Project.
Come on, son.
She's
come
so
on,
fucking
son.
Dramatic.
You're
she called a whole nigga over to get the moth out her goddamn
Are you serious?
House.
I just called my followers, DM'd him, my homeboy.
And was like, oh my God, she's dying right now. Go save her.
A moth. What color was the moth?
It don't matter. Probably white.
Continue the story.
We scared of white people.
The fucking moth was huge. Have you ever had a bug wake you up out of your sleep? No,
a moth.
Fucking flew right by me, and then it was attached to like the light. So I heard the and I was like, "What?" I look up, the shit is huge, and I was like, "Oh my God!" I thought I was gonna die.
It's huge with wings,
and then
it's
the nigga
like
kept fucking with me, like he kept following a bitch in the room.
He was like, "This is my house now."
Right, so then I was trying to catch him with the light and like get him out to my balcony. Couldn't fucking do it, and I honestly had a fucking panic attack.
He's trying to, he's trying to kiss you.
You know, I had that fucking bug stuck in my ear.
That's real. You have issues.
Wait, what?
She did. She had a roach stuck in her ear.
Oh, all right.
Anyways, guys, that's
I was 10 years old. Okay. I had to go to the
this
hospital.
This has been a great, horrible decision.
Thank you.
That was wild.
Again, guys, we want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. If you are all caught up with the horrible decisions, we have over 100 episodes now. But if
congratulations
you're caught up,
on that.
Thank you. And you can't get enough of us. We drop 3 bonus episodes every month on our Patreon. So become a Patreon. Become a patron. Patreon. I never know what the fuck to say.
Become a
Patreon.
Become a patron on Patreon.
I don't know what to say either.
Just so y'all know, we do have an extra, like, 40 plus episodes.
They're really
on
fun.
There by
this
now.
Week's
They're
episode
fun.
That you, if you're done and you still want some more of us, this week's episode features another group of niggas.
Yeah.
Another podcast.
Cisgender.
So check it out. There's really fun stuff on there. We post a lot of cool shit, like personal memoirs and shit like
that.
Really
you
guys will like
and
it.
And you're going to get, at the end of this episode, a clip of one of our bonus episodes. So once again, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Check us out. Follow us again. Check out these motherfuckers. No, I read the hats right there.
Oh, okay.
Dad hats and bow ties.
I know.
Check out that podcast. These are great dudes. And we hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. Once again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
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 To where my hand is, and then come back down.
Nigga, no.
That's see.
This why I don't ride dick.
I don't want.
You gotta make the headboard go to work.
Okay, so squats.
Figure it out.
Now, low pulsing squats. That was a lot.
Is this something that we can do? Like literally, like a nigga be like, "Ooh, I'm about to get in that pussy," and we can go to the bathroom real quick and do these squats to make it to where our knees.
I'm tired, so I guess
you kind of need to get ready for that ahead of time. But there are some stretches that you can get into, opening up some pelvic stretches.
Can I ask you
in real
life, if I'm about to get dick? And I'm like, listen, hold on, I gotta stretch first. What does that, like, would a nigga judge me if I got, be like, hold on.
Is he gonna judge you more or less than if he hears your knees sound like a deck of cards?
So I tried to sneeze, so as soon as I heard the click, the next.
You tried to cover it up.
Tried to cough it out.
When you coughed on your
knees. I mean, I was trying to make it like, I tried to make noises, because I heard the click, click. Like, it was not
actually,
cute.
To be fair, I've seen a nigga, like, do push-ups before he fucked me.
Yeah, get that heart rate up.
That's different. Know? That looks sexy for us. I'm asking the guy.
Why wouldn't it look sexy if you stretch?
If I'm sitting here about to get on a dick, and I'm like, hold on.
What if we made it into a nice little dance or something?
Let me give you a little insight on men real quick. If you about to get some pussy, if you really about to let me inside the holiest of holies, and I got to wait a couple seconds for you to stretch, I'm good.
I need at least
you are not. Maybe you are not going to deter me from getting into this moment.
You take the leg and you like, that shit kind of looks
a little hamstring stretch.
Yeah, a little quad stretch.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I'm not doing that.
You can make a little eye contact. Do a little, make it cute.
You know what? Maybe, you know what I'll do? I'll leave, because this is what used to work for me when I used to be a volleyball player, right? And basketball. But wall sits. And I'll just be like, as he's like getting the condom on his dick, I just be on my door or the wall, just doing some wall shit.
That's just like,
bitch, that shit make your, like, it makes your thighs and all that.
That's going to cut into your work. Like, you already light on stamina. You only got a couple pumps. You only sound like you got a couple pumps in you, so don't waste your pumps.
That's funny to you.
Don't waste your pumps.
You cracking up. That's funny to you.
If you're already light on stamina, let's not do a wall sit, bitch.
Don't start there.
Yeah, don't waste your pumps.
Oh, here I go thinking about suicides and lunges and shit.
Nah, don't do all that.
That's something you got to do early. You got to train for that. So what you need to do is some fuck training. You need to get it.
What's the pelvic floor exercise you're talking about? Is that to like take someone big? Is that just to stretch me? Like, what
so
does that do?
It's going to do a couple of things. So all the internal muscles, all the muscles inside of your walls are
stretching muscles.
You can strengthen them different ways. So you can actually engage them. Like when I told you to pull your belly button in, that's pulling in your transverse. But you know how you hold your pee?
Kegel.
So you start doing your Kegels. So if you do your Kegels while you're pulling your transverse, you can do it from a plank. You can do it in your squatting positions. That'll help you strengthen.
Sounds like
those
a bladder
walls.
Infection.
Doing Kegel during your plank. What is that going to do?
It's going to help you strengthen those walls because all of those are those all of those muscles
Hold
internally.
On,
yeah.
You tell me I'm about to have a tighter pussy from a plank.
So plank in there, right? Pull that in. Pull your belly button in, and then pull your Kegel nice and tight. Squeeze your glutes.
Looks like too much energy
to me.
That?
You feel that?
I feel that.
Now let me tell you something. If you do that same squeeze while you're about to orgasm, especially if it's a G-spot orgasm, fire you off like crazy.
So we had Liz on.
Listen to this old man knowledge.
And she was like talking about breathing and squeezing the Kegels to like have an orgasm without touching yourself. Mm-hmm. So I did it during sex this weekend. Oh my God, bro. Crazy. Normally I do Kegels when he's coming so like he can feel it, but like I've rarely done it for my own accord.
Do it for
which
you.
Is,
do it for you.
You got so anti-feminist.
Reach doing sex for us.
Well, I just don't really know that Kegels, I never think about Kegels helping my orgasm. That's why I haven't done it.
But that's why I be coming with penetration. I be doing that shit. That's why I literally am convinced that that's why I come through penetration. Like, I focus on coming and I make it a whole, like, not only mental thing, but I definitely be squeezing my shit. And I actually had a question specifically for you. So while we're talking about, you know, exercises, I didn't know if you could help us specifically with this. We've been asked this question at live shows. We've been asked this question in our email, and I want to know what exercises you suggest to loosen up the booty hole.
To loosen up the booty hole?
Yes. Like, to be able to take dick or fingers or, like, to just loosen it up.
Exercise to loosen it up. Yes. You know, the type of exercises that I've always engaged in, we definitely work on the back area, the posterior chain, so to speak.
A posterior chain, is this how we're going to call
it? Yeah, nothing to loosen, though. I've never really had that
experience. Do you know of anything?
I think you can, because that's your anal muscle.
Yeah, that's kind of, if you're working
use, like, a plug or something
finger
like
muscle,
that.
Finger muscle,
like,
sorry.
You guys got all them trainers that you talk about.
I
mean, like,
I didn't have know, to, I didn't know if there was anything outside of just sticking things in there.
I don't think Mandy uses it. You don't use the
No, I use it on guys. I'm the one who got the kit.
No, he said you guys got trainers. You don't have...
I have a whole kit that I got from Adam and Eve.
Do you use it on yourself?
No. No, I don't need it, bitch. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm good with spit. My booty hole be open. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just do. Like, it's because I know how to make myself comfortable. I literally only have anal sex when I ask for it. No man is able to just, just go in. So, for me, I know when my body can physically take being, like, penetrated in my ass. So, I mentally prepare myself. I'm already 9 times out of 10 putting my finger in there, like, while he's fucking me or I ask him to put his finger in me while we fuck, and then I literally, before anything, I can you put it in my ass? But it's a whole, like, I have a breathing exercise and everything that I do because I have to prepare myself because it's gonna open up. Like, literally, I be like, I ask, okay, can you fuck me in my ass? Like, I say it real sexy, and he be ready.
So you could do a breathing exercise, literally.
I still
you
don't
gave
work.
Us the yoga voice
I'm,
for this.
No, literally, I'm on myself. Like, I don't ride the dick. So literally, as he's opening it, like, I prepare myself. So literally, I hold my booty cheeks open. Because I told you I'd be liking to do that. I like to hold it open for them. Because, like I said, it's big. I can't take a little dick. So, and I have to, like, literally, like, I'll tell him, you're, like, I'm ready. And I have to not only walk him through it, but as he's inserting it, almost with every, like, insertion, I do, like, and, like, I just, like, like open my ass a little further. And I literally like I have a breathing exercise until it's all the way in, and then